Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
5 o'clock! The Valeni and Rico Show. No Mike today. Back on Monday. 248-539-9797. Weekend just about to get going. It's going to be amazing down at Comerica Park. 3 games against the Cubbies. All damn near sold out.
Right.
About 120,000 fans plus down there in downtown Detroit.
Though, I don't know. I guess you have to tell people, I guess be careful, because I guess the air quality over Detroit is horrible.
You think that's going to stop anybody from going down?
You may want to take a mask or something with you, because if you're just going to be sitting there from the wildfires coming off of Canada, if you look outside, there's like a haze from what people are telling me. So if you're going down to the game, as silly as it sounds, maybe if you're, especially if you've got sensitive sinuses,
be prepared.
Be prepared, because you're just gonna be sitting out in the open air.
So I have a question. I want to get the answer, and we'll go back to the phones too, talking about the biggest Detroit draft whiffs of all time. Considering Killian Hayes played yesterday, and every time you watch Killian Hayes. I'm sorry, Tyrese Halliburton played yesterday. Right. And every time Tyrese plays and does well like he did yesterday, you're aware of the fact that you took Killian Hayes instead of Halliburton. So that's out there if you want to hit on it. But I do ask. I remember years ago, it was Indians, Tigers. Both teams were really good. And I asked Jim Leland, I'm like, is this a big series? It was like early June, like this series. And he's like, propped back in his chair, had his shirt off, had his hat on, smoking a cigarette. Eating his food.
I was about to say, he had to be eating some Chinese food or something.
Yeah, and he's like, that's kind of a dumb question. It's just one of one series. 162. Is this a big series, Rico? Is this a big series? It's the best in the American League versus the best in the National League. It's a team in the Cubbies that have the best run differential against the team in the Tigers that have the fourth best run differential. And it's a team like Detroit that I heard the other shows and me and Wojo yesterday too. People are kind of worrying about a little bit after only taking 2 of 4 against the White Sox.
I'm not really worried about 2 of 4 against the White Sox. I think it is a big series only because both teams happen to be good at the same time. Like, this was going to sell out anyway because everybody loves the Cubs for some reason still. But the fact that both teams are good.
Really good, yes.
You get Scooble tonight. Like, yes, as of right now, it's a big series. It's kind of like, you know, if like the Lions have a game in week 5, it's a big game,
right?
But it may not be a big game by the end of the year.
This feels like a big series simply because I think for a lot of people, maybe not us, but a lot of people want to see them play really good baseball after what happened in the last home road trip. And funny thing is, the road trip was still 4-3.
No, but it's also a big series because you don't see the Cubs here Comerica Park that often.
There's going to be a lot of Cub fans here, I guess.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like Cleveland's here every year, multiple times. So, okay, if you miss them now, you'll see them later. Cubs, you probably won't see them back in Comerica Park for a few years.
If the Tigers don't win this series, and you get Scooble, you get Flaherty, and you get Montero tomorrow. If they lose this series, I think people are going to freak out on Monday. I really do. It's an off day on Monday. They're going to go on the road to Baltimore. If they lose this series, I kind of feel people are going to be like, uh-oh, other shoes dropping. Uh-oh, no, they're not as good as we thought. Uh-oh, if they're struggling.
If they get swept, and along with getting swept, they get embarrassed. Other than that, you know, you lose 2-1.
And I agree with you.
But now you go out there and you lose 8-0, 5-1, and then 4-0. Now people are going to start to panic, but still early. A lot of games in baseball. You're going to lose probably about 60-70 games. You'll be okay.
Is it a big series, like with big ramifications, or if it's just another series? 248-539-9797. Back to the phones we go. How about Charlie in Ann Arbor? He's on the ticket. What's the word, Charlie?
Hey, Rigger Rico. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Charlie.
Good, Charlie.
So you guys brought up the really highly publicized one because the Pistons had a first-round pick, I believe, in the Halliburton draft, and it led to the French debacle. But remember when we drafted, or pardon me, when we traded for Blake Griffin, we gave away an important first round pick that the Clippers used to select the best player in the finals, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, wow.
And for me, forever, please remember how big of a trade candidate. He wasn't like a blockbuster, but we traded two coveted assets, if I believe correct. Tobias Harris for sure was one.
Yes.
And the other one was Avery Bradley, who had some value. He was of not no value, right? And that was a decision that set our organization back for a decade, maybe plus. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the pick.
Does that count, Rico?
Would have had.
You know what? Yeah. Good call, Charlie. Yeah.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Now, we are taking some weird paths to get to draft whiffs. Usually it's a guy like right below you. Usually it's a guy that, you know, goes right after you pick. But wow, that's pretty good. How about Isaiah on a sell?
What? No, I was going to say, for a second there, it looked like it was going to be, and it still could be, Hendon Hooker, very next pick. You know who it was?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It was Tank Dell.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that David's guy?
That's David's guy.
That's David's guy.
He's out for like the next year or so, but yeah.
I heard he's coming back soon.
Tank Dell is going to be back week one, right, David?
Yeah, I think he's back at OTAs, right?
Yeah, but it was Hendon Hooker, very next pick, Tank Dell.
I always think of Tank Dell because C.J. Stroud, I thought, hit him for a wide open touchdown and Carlton Davis came out of nowhere to pick that ball.
Yeah.
Remember that game that the Lions probably could have lost, Goff threw five picks? Ended up winning.
It's kind of like the Pacers last night with 25 turnovers.
Amazing.
And still won.
Isaiah on a sell has a good one. What's the word, Isaiah?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so I was going to talk about the 2015 NBA draft when the Pistons took Stanley Johnson, I think, instead of Devin Booker. He went like 3 or 4, I think, after.
Wasn't Stanley Johnson the LeBron stopper? Do you remember that? He was dubbed that in like one of the series they had?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking like longevity-wise.
No, you're right. You're right. Of course you're right.
I mean, yeah, that was the only reason why I thought of that one. I mean, I looked back, had a double check, but I know a couple other guys went. I mean, they missed on like Miles Turner as well, I think. I mean, there is a couple.
No, it's funny because I think of that. I think about that every time people are like, oh, the Pistons should go and trade for Devin Booker. Or you could have just drafted him. That's always funny to me. Like, oh, they should go out and get this guy. Or you could have just had him if you drafted him correct.
You think Devin Booker, knowing Devin Booker, do you think he was praying and crossing his fingers that Detroit drafted him?
Man, Devin Booker is just, it's weird because he's just so pro-Detroit now. It's like, I don't think so. It's like, hey, I really wanted to go play for Michigan State. Then why'd you go to Kentucky?
I've always wondered.
He's always here with the Detroit Tiger cap. I mean,
he wears the Red Wings sweater.
I like the fact that he represents Detroit, but it's just like, all right, that's a little overboard.
Do you find it weird, though, like a professional athlete wearing maybe not other NBA gear, but wearing other cities' gear? Like, it's always weird. Like, Jared Goff, you're not going to see him wearing a Rams hat. You're not going to see him wearing, like, a Jets hat.
Yeah. I'm
just, like, they all wear Detroit caps. Like, even Stafford, when he was here, he always wore the old English D. It's just weird seeing a guy from the desert. And I know he's from Grand Rapids originally, and he's always rocking Detroit gear.
He does. He played the game, then goes over to the Lions game. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Play at LCA, then go to the game. So if you had your choice, which Detroit native or Michigan native would you rather have? Crosby or Devin Booker? Go ahead.
I still take Devin Booker.
Yeah, I agree.
I still would take Devin Booker. I've said it before. It's easier, not easier, but I think you could flip a basketball team before you could flip a football team.
Let's go to Tom in St. Clair Shores. You're on the ticket. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, afternoon, guys.
Hey
Tom.
Rieger, you might be a little too young to remember this, but I know Rico, being a senior member like me, 1987 NFL draft, the Lions drafted Reggie Rogers, and taken after him was Jerome Brown and Rod Woodson.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Reggie Rogers only played 1 year for the Lions, and the kicker is actually killed somebody in a car accident.
That's right. Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Tom, whatever happened to him? But yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and Rod Woodson, if I'm not mistaken, had a Hall of Fame career, and that was the guy that Barry out-juked his knee. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
On Labor Day weekend, it was Steelers-Lions, and Barry made a move on Woodson, and Woodson, it was done. Yeah. I think that was his last play.
Yeah.
He came back for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He came back for the Super Bowl because he begged the Steelers not to put him on the IR, and he came back, and he made it. They played.
So that was a legit Aiden Hutchinson story right there.
That's what Aiden wanted. He came back because it's the infamous play. He's going up against Michael Irvin, and he knocks the ball down, and he starts pointing to his knee and shaking his head no, like, yeah, I'm back. So they lost the game, but the Steelers did. But, yeah, he made it back. But, Barry put that move on him, and, yeah, he popped his ACL.
Yeah, and now the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers. Did you hear that?
I did. Man. You know, we need to ask David how he feels about that.
I really am wondering.
You know what?
He's not very talkative.
We should do that next.
97 won the ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.